And Michelle Kellerman just mentioned the three Israeli teenagers who were killed last month. After that, Israelis abducted and killed a Palestinian youth, and now Israel is prosecuting three people for that killing. But the case is causing heated debate in Israel over what defines terrorism and whether all victims are equal. Daniel Estrin has that story.
In a courtroom last week, an Israeli prosecutor charged three Jewish Israelis with murder for kidnapping Palestinian 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Khder, bludgeoning his head with a wrench, and burning him alive. Hours later, Israel announced that it would officially recognize the teen as a victim of terrorism. By law, that means his family will be eligible for government compensation. Jonathan Mosery is with the Israeli Ministry of Defense.
Crimes committed by Jewish, Christian, Muslim, whatever it is, are at the end of the day crimes. So it's just important to recognize that we don't discriminate and that everybody is equal before the law.
There are still apparent inconsistencies. For example, Israel has ordered the demolition of the homes of the Palestinians wanted for the killing of the Israeli teens, but it has not done so with the Israelis accused of murdering Abu Khder. The compensation law, though, has changed. For decades, the law only applied to people attacked by armies or organizations hostile to Israel. Then, in 2005, an Israeli killed four Arab citizens of Israel. It wasn't the first time Arabs died in an Israeli attack, but the law was broadened to compensate them, and it also now makes Mohammed Abu Khder's family eligible. That doesn't sit well with Meir Indor of an Israeli terrorism victims group called Almagor. He says granting the compensation implies Israel as a whole is to blame.
If I would pay the family, I admit that, yes, we have responsibility for what they did. No, I don't have any responsibility for what the three murders did.
He said Israelis and his group have threatened to boycott any memorial services for victims of terror if Mohammed Abu Khder's name is included on the list of those honored.
Mohammed was not attacked by the enemy of the state. Mohammed was attacked by a brutal criminal people. Can that person be in the Memorial Day, a part of the Memorial Day of the country? No, because the Memorial Day is for those who have been killed by the enemy of the state.
Another victims organization does not make that distinction. The Bereaved Families Forum is a group of Israelis and Palestinians whose relatives were killed in the Arab-Israeli conflict. Every night since the Israeli offensive on Gaza began, Israelis in the group have set up a circle of chairs and a microphone in downtown Tel Aviv to talk. Dana Wegman, whose father was killed in a Palestinian bombing, agrees with the Israeli government's labeling of Abu Khder's killing as terrorism, but she holds little hope that Israeli recognition will encourage empathy between victims on both sides.
No, right now everything is so on fire that we need a lot of more than that.
At the gathering in Tel Aviv, some Israeli passersby screamed at the group. One woman shouted at the group for talking peace when Israelis are being killed by, quote, them. While some see Israelis and Palestinians as victims of the same conflict, for others, this is still a matter of us versus them. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.